core today. Tonight or today. Tonight or today. You are listening to the Distract and Disable program. I am your host, Glue Banta. Tonight or today, join the followers at www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. This is only a test of your endurance.
Thank you. rundt uden at jeg var. Ja, og så kan vi gøre det.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you want to conjure something, you must do something repetitive. If you want to really conjure something, I mean a real powerful something, then you've got to add some candles, some babbling, some wailing, some shouting, some gnashing of teeth, some trance-inducing music, and maybe even some screaming. And once that gets started, you may want to pray. Pray that you didn't conjure up the wrong thing.
I see the sign.
Hey, Lord, time drawing now.
This sign of the judgment.
Hey,
this sign of the judgment.
Hey,
this sign of the judgment.
Hey, Lord, time drawing now.
Sign in the fig tree.
Hey,
sign in the fig tree.
Hey,
sign in the fig tree.
Hey, Lord, time drawing now.
Loose horse in the valley.
Hey,
loose horse in the valley.
Hey,
loose horse in the valley.
Hey, Lord, time drawing now.
Tell me who gonna ride him.
Hey,
tell me who gonna ride him.
Hey,
tell me who gonna ride him?
Hey, Lord, time going
now. Angel's gonna ride
him. Hey,
angel's gonna ride
him. Hey,
angel's gonna ride him.
Hey, Lord, time going now.
Sinner, come out the corner.
Hey,
sinner, come out the corner.
Hey,
sinner, come out the corner.
Hey, Lord, time going now.
Tell me what you're gonna do.
Hey,
tell me what you're gonna do.
Hey,
tell me what you're gonna do.
Hey, Lord, time going now.
Hey, you're running sinner.
Hey,
hey, you're running sinner.
Hey,
hey, you're running sinner.
Hey,
run to the rock.
Hey,
then I run to the rock.
Hey,
then I run to the rock.
Hey, Lord, time
going now. Find place.
Hey,
find place.
Hey,
find place.
Hey, Lord, time going now.
Rock cried out.
Hey,
rock cried out.
Hey,
rock cried out.
Hey, Lord, time going now.
No hiding place.
Hey,
thank you. Thank you.
wonder if it will still work, or if all the entities that manifest from it will be warped. There's nothing worse than a warped entity. But I guess there's only one way to find out. And speaking of warped entities, I am having a hard time getting my genie back into its magic lamp. I think the thing found my stash of emergency canned goods and went to town on some green beans. Why is this not funny? Well, to make matters worse, I think my magic lamp might also be low on wishes. Either that, or it needs new batteries. Nothing a little polish won't fix, I suppose.
The Art of Conjuring Spirits. Celestial beings, angels, demons, and elemental spirits. From the most heavenly of spirits to the monsters of the great abyss. These entities can all be summoned to do your bidding or answer your questions. Take warning to heart. These creatures are very powerful and you could end up doing yourself more harm than good. Warning. This information is for educational purposes only. I do not suggest that you attempt to do any of the following conjurations unless you are a well-experienced magician sorcerer. For the inexperienced, it can lead to demonic possession and or many other bad things. When a magician gets started, he usually performs a couple of standard rituals like the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram and the middle pillar ritual. These are the most important things he would do in order to protect himself from these beings. Remember, the attitude he gets from a spirit depends on the type of spirit he would so choose to conjure up. There are also several standard items which would be used during the conjuration. A dagger, preferably exotic and altar at least 3x3 white candles. At least 4 incense robe. A crystal ball. A triangle of Solomon, a triangle of the art, the key of Solomon, book the Grimoire of Armadale, book the magic circle, a quiet place to do these rituals. Now we come to the magical circle and the triangle of the art. Place at top of your quiet space the triangle of the art. This is where the magician will place the circular black mirror or the crystal ball on a stand. Around the triangle are the names Tetragrammaton, Primeoimaton, and Anaphosleton. Inside the triangle is the name Michael split up. Below it is the magical circle in which the magician will stand. It has many sacred names of God written around the inside border. In the middle of the circle are the names Alpha and Omega, along with 4 hexagrams. There are 4 pentagrams, one on each corner of the circle. A candle is placed in the middle of each one. The name Tetragrammaton is split up between the 5 points of each pentagram. Now we get to the good stuff. If you read all the copies of ancient manuscripts, you will see that all the rituals are quite long and complicated. I am going to simplify things for you. You see, books like the Key of Solomon, the Grimoire of Armadale, and the Gotia were designed to confuse the ordinary person and discourage them from wanting to attempt these rituals. This is because the ordinary person attempting these rituals would more than likely become possessed, disease-ridden, or die. This type of magical working is for only the experienced magician sorcerer. Those who think different and want to play with fire, I tell you, you will get burned. Make sure that your altar is set up and all the magical tools are displayed on the altar. You need to light the 4 white candles and the incense. Make sure you have pre-selected the entity that you so desire to summon up. Also make sure you have his sigil written on parchment. Take a few minutes to relax and meditate. Clear your mind of all unwanted thoughts and worries. Take your dagger and perform the invoking ritual of the pentagram. You can also call upon Archangel Michael to surround and protect your magical circle. If you call him and have faith, he will be there protecting you. Now let's move on to the invocation. In this example, we are going to conjure the spirit, V-A-U-A-L. He is the spirit who will give thee all kinds of pleasant visions. He will serve you well in all that you wish to know. This spirit is taken from the Grimoire of Armadale. Take note that we will be conjuring the spirit onto the astral plane and not onto this physical plane. We will be able to see the spirit by gazing into the crystal ball or the black mirror in the triangle of the art. Put on your robe and light the incense and the candles. Sit in the chair that you place in the middle of the magic circle. Here is the sigil of the entity. Holding the sigil of the spirit in your hands, gaze into it and repeat the name of the spirit over and over for at least 10 minutes. Then gaze into the black mirror or crystal ball and concentrate while reciting the following: I evoke and conjure thee, O spirit, V-A-U-A-L, by the supreme majesty, the true God, who is known by the names of Yod Heh-Vah-Vah-Heh, Yod Heh-Vah-Vah-Heh, Adonai, Adonai, E-H-E-I-H, Ah-Yah, and Ah-Yah, Agalah, to appear before me in this mirror, or crystal ball, in a fair and comely shape. Continue to gaze into the mirror until the image of the entity becomes clear to see. When you can see the entity, then ask it, "What is thy name?" If it gives the correct answer, then ask it to sign its name in the space surrounding it. If the spirit turns out to be someone else, then you can ask it to leave or ask what its purpose of coming before you. If it is the correct spirit, then you must welcome it by saying, "In peace I welcome you, O spirit, V-A-U-A-L, and in the name of the Most High I command you to stay within this mirror until you are dismissed, to speak honestly and to answer all questions truthfully that I put before you. Now you may ask the questions that you wish to put before him. Make sure that you are polite and not rude in any way, for you must treat these spiritual beings with the total respect. You may also command it to do certain tasks for you, but if you ask it to do things that might harm someone, then you will at some time suffer the penalties of karma. What goes around comes around. You don't want to have something bad come around and bite you in the ass now, do you? Try to do only good tasks and things of a positive nature. Once you are done with the spirit, you must license him to depart. Take note that you must give this dismissal even if the entity does not show itself, for it could actually be there and you not know it, and then you would have a spirit hanging around you which could be the end of you. Here is the dismissal. Go in peace and return to your sphere of origin. O spirit, V-A-U-A-L, by the authority of the true God, I command thee to harm none as you depart, and to be ready to come quickly if called upon again. You will also want to do the lesser banishing ritual of the pentagram and the banishing ritual of the hexagram. This is a must. This ritual can be used to conjure celestial, demonic, elemental, or angelic entities to do your bidding. After you are finished, you will want to write down everything that happened in your experience. You need to keep a journal of all these events and what took place. You will want to memorize these conjurations and not have to read them off a card. You will also need to make sure that you pronounce all the sacred names of God correctly in your invocations, and once again do nothing to harm anyone in your magical rites. Even if you are conjuring a demon, you can still command them to do good for you. Peace be with you.
his soul of strength in the
Yeah.
tonight or today. Tonight or today. You have been listening to the Distract and Disable program. I am your host, Glue Banta. Tonight or today. Don't forget to join the followers at www.distractanddisable.blogspot.com. Remember, this is only a test of your endurance.